I received my medical degree from the London School of Medicine and Dentistry, the University of London in 1878, and then subsequently gone on by train to Netley as a surgeon in the British Army. Joining the British forces in India, I saw service in the Second Anglo-Afghan War and was wounded at the Battle of Meewand, suffered enteric disease, and was sent back to England on the troop ship HMS Orontes after my recovery. It was at that time that an old friend of mine named Stamford told me about Sherlock Holmes and that he was looking for someone to split the rent at a flat at 221B Baker Street. So I met Holmes at a local hospital where he was conducting a scientific experiment. Afterwards, we listed our faults to one another to determine whether we should live together. We concluded that we were compatible and moved into the flat, and in time we became close friends. I was so impressed with how he handled our first case, the study in Scarlet. I also became incensed at how Scotland Yard claimed full credit for it. For I told Holmes, "You should publish an account of the case, and if you don't, I will for you." And so I did. And looking back, I have to say that I am so very glad that I did. I mean, I would not be here today if discretion and high sense of professional honor did not compel me to chronicle his extraordinary gifts. Ah, the joy and excitement to be with him. He was a man of habits, and I became one of them. A comrade upon whose nerve he could place some reliance, a whetstone for his mind. If I irritated him by a certain methodical slowness in my mentality, that irritation served only to make his own flame-like intuitions and impressions flash up more vividly and swiftly. "Come, Watson, come," he cried. "Not a word. Into your clothes. The game is afoot."